talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, September the 6th, 2019, the first Friday in the month of September. We are in to, well, I think this is the unofficial beginning of fall. Now, fall does not start until September 21st, which is Charlie's birthday. Charlie, yeah. Evers, Brandy Downs with us.
September
21st is the first day of fall. Now, they'll try to mess it up and, you know, say it's like the 22nd or the 20th.
Yeah, I thought it was
really
the 21st.
No, it's really the 21st.
Okay.
It's always on the 21st. The first day of winters on December 21st. The first day of spring is March 21st. Yeah.
Yeah.
And first day of summer is June 21st.
Hmm.
First day of fall is September 21st.
Interesting. Oh, I have to write that down.
Write that down, all the 21st. But do you call it fall or autumn?
Fall.
But it's not really fall.
It's easier to say fall than it is autumn.
Well, just like aunt and aunt.
Yeah, that's
right. But the truth of the matter is it's probably more autumn than fall.
Yeah, I would say antum.
Well, because we don't want the...
You say autumn.
No, you know, I've heard more people say aunt lately.
Really?
Yeah, oh, younger people are... That's a new word for the younger people.
Wow.
Aunt. Your aunt is
well,
doing
Brandy,
well.
Well, Brandy, what do you think?
Yeah, no, you're not speaking very much. A week off and you're quiet all of a sudden.
You guys are having a conversation about Charlie's
no,
birthday.
We
want to
know,
what do you want me to say?
Do you think fall is coming up September 21st or autumn?
Well, it depends
aunt,
on...
Aunt? What do you think?
I don't know. I say both. Fall
there
and
is
autumn.
A meteorological date.
Oh,
right. According to the equinox.
Equinox.
Equinox. Leisure.
Asbestos.
Well,
asbestos.
My aunt calls it equinox.
Your aunt? No. How old is your aunt, Charlie?
Yeah. Well, she was born yesterday.
Really? Yeah. Was she? My goodness. Well, we're off and running. It sounds pretty good
December.
In my earphones, so I hope it's sounding pretty good. This is the first Exchange Club from the new studio here, so I wasn't sure how it was going to go because of electronic audio equipment running three mics at the same time, but it sounds okay.
Brandy, look at all this mess. All these wires.
I said on Monday that Charlie would make fun of the cords before the week was over.
Isn't there something we could do with all those...
We
that
need
spaghetti.
We need cords, Charlie. We have to have cords.
Well, I know.
But as long as I don't have to sort through it, that's fine.
My daughter and my wife
came to visit.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Boy, you're going to see a riot today.
No, but I think these cords are okay, Charlie. I don't think they're getting wound up anywhere.
Oh, bad.
Do you know what all of them are?
Because
I know where all of them go, sure.
If suddenly we cut out, how would you find out which cord?
Well, it depends on who cuts out. That's why we keep an extra microphone. I would just,
anyway.
I've never turned your mic off.
Yes, you have.
Well, it was, you were saying something unimportant. That's what it was all about. That's exactly what it was. Well, what do you want to talk about, Charlie?
I don't know. Think of something.
Okay. Well, you know what's interesting? We can start with the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah.
That all that kerfluffle that led up to the Popcorn Festival, people complaining, parade routes, the whole bit, la-di-da, Facebook, turned into a bunch of nothing, really, in the end.
That's right.
It was a nice parade.
There were still some a few downers on Facebook afterwards.
There always are.
Oh, yeah.
People don't like change.
Yeah.
I think that's
but
all
what
it was.
Brings that about? Why do people go to Facebook before they go to the person?
Because Facebook gives everybody a platform. You can say what you want without confrontation.
Yeah, but would that have been confrontation? Like if the Shriners had called the Popcorn Festival and said, hey, we would just like a little bit of time, would that have been a big issue?
I don't know.
We'd like a little lower price, whatever they wanted? I don't think it would have been a big issue.
Did you suppose the festival committee had to pay that $40 for their float?
I think they probably did.
Probably did.
Probably did. Well, what was the other one about the Marion Township Fire, who I do think were in the parade last night?
Yes.
So,
First Consolidated, I think, were in it.
Well, see, and that was the strangest part of it to me, was they said that they had not been asked to be in the parade, and then the Popcorn Festival said, no, of course we want them in the parade. And that just kind of went the way it went.
Yeah.
There's always hiccups when things are shifting, so, you know, hopefully next year it'll go a little smoother and there will be less, you know, less people that were inadvertently left out or whatever the case was.
I think people just get amped up and they go to Facebook and it's too much.
Yeah, Facebook, even though your name is listed on your comment, I mean, some of these people ought to be sent to
institutions.
Yeah.
Yes, psychic institutions.
Oh, they probably complain about that too.
He wants to send everyone to psychic institutions.
I understood. Psychiatric. Excuse me.
I want to go to the psychic institution. That sounds like fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? You could learn how to see the future and what's going to happen.
Sure.
Mm. Well, somebody who had a worse day yesterday than most people was the Channel 10 meteorologist Mike Davis.
Oh, yes.
And interestingly enough, he was just released on bond.
Really?
And what I couldn't figure out was nobody was there to pick him up. So he was in his pajamas walking down the street with all the TV people, and one was Channel 10's microphones where he used to work, former employer, stuck in his face. And he's just walking down the street trying to smile in his pajamas. Boy, how you can fall in 24 hours.
Yeah, you never know. But it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Here we had, remember the guy on, what was the, that he's in prison now?
Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy who we all thought was good and
that's
wonderful.
And that's why we wait till somebody's dead before we really publicize them very much. Because when they're alive, they could still screw up.
Well, I think what the issue is that all human beings are flawed. And I think some people get the idea that because you're on television or because you do something in the media, that you somehow don't lead a normal life and you aren't flawed. Well, there were a lot of people who did what Mike Davis did, unfortunately, but they don't get that. They don't get television stations following them down the street in your pajamas.
Wow.
But here's what I worry about. Okay, if he did it, it's awful, but where are you going to find a jury who doesn't know about this to come in and have a fair trial and him have a fair day in court at this particular point?
Well, that probably goes along with all famous people that are brought up for trial.
Right, and I think that's a problem when you cover somebody to that degree. Is there anybody in the world who didn't even know Mike Davis, who hasn't seen his mugshot at this point? I mean, it made local. It was on CNN, for God's sake.
I think there are, though. There are always people that are kind of out of the loop on whatever is going on. I mean, I don't think my husband wouldn't have any clue about this.
But your husband doesn't have internet, right?
Yes, he has.
Well, how did he miss that picture then? How did
he
miss that?
That's not what he does with his time. He doesn't spend time on the internet looking at news stories. He doesn't, you know, watch CNN or whatever every day, and he wouldn't even know who Mike Davis is because he certainly doesn't watch Channel 10 or the weather.
Well, I don't really know who Mike Davis is. I knew about him, but after yesterday, I know what he does.
Well, yeah.
And the worst thing of all involved child pornography.
Well, that's the
that
strange.
That is the worst.
Well,
worst.
That's right. You can recover from financial crimes. You can recover from things like that. But that's a difficult one to recover from. I don't think you're going to be employed after that one.
Yes, and also, you haven't heard much about it. Maybe a girl from Channel 6 got picked up for OVI.
But you see, that is recoverable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's one of those things.
But I don't think her job is recoverable. She hasn't been on since.
Oh, they fired her.
I don't know if they did or not, but she's not been on the air.
Well, it's an interesting thing because obviously Mike Davis has not been convicted of anything. He's just been arraigned and charged, but no conviction. But boy, in the media, he's been convicted. You see the pictures. You see the memes that are already up. I don't know. If he did it, it's awful. But if he didn't, well, this is awful.
This is one of those crimes, though, that it doesn't seem like they arrest people very often for this particular crime without a substantial amount of evidence, because you can't prove what somebody is doing in their private time unless you have actual substantive evidence. And I think that's why people are so quick to say that he did it, is because we trust that.
Didn't I hear where he was selling child pornography?
Well, that's the charge, I think.
Well, what is the illegality here of what he did? He was sharing pictures. Now, is that illegal?
I mean, if it involves children, nudity and sexual acts.
Okay. Well, if you have regular pornography, it's not illegal. Is it the underage factor here that you're not allowed to send that stuff?
I don't know about the real pornography.
Like, people can buy pornography in stores if they want to.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be able to buy child pornography.
No, but that's for sure. What exactly is the crime there if you're not... Like, who took the picture that he got?
Well, that's what I don't get. The thing is that I think from that perspective, we have yet to find out what the actual evidence is, what they found, what they have on him. All I've heard is that it goes back years and years and years.
Isn't that interesting?
Many pictures.
He lives in Upper Arlington, which is a rather high rent district.
Mm-hmm.
And he apparently has a family.
Well, they didn't pick him up at the jail this morning.
Yeah, interesting.
And you know what was the oddest thing about that picture was? When he's walking home in his pajamas down the street, there's the Channel 10 microphone you can see stuck in his face. So they're not giving him a break, which they shouldn't.
Maybe some of his workers didn't like him.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, that's got to be a coworker. That guy who's following him with that microphone, they have to know each other. And yet here he is, jamming it in his face. Did they really think he was going to say something coming out of jail?
Oh, they always do that. The other thing, they'll knock on somebody's door, and naturally they're not going to answer. And I pity the news director sending reporters out to knock on doors.
Well, interestingly enough, because his arraignment was this morning, I think his attorney did say that they were going to try to get him counseling. So that's a surefire bet that his behavior, he's admitting something. That he's doing something wrong here. So we know that much, but I'm just not sure what the crime is yet. Because what they said yesterday was because he was trying to sell it. So is that the crime?
Well, that would be part of it, at least.
Because can you have it without... Is that a crime, having it?
I think it is. I think any possession of child pornography is a crime.
Well, that's all. But it's all an email, though, so the person who sent it to him would also be... Because they said thousands of pictures.
Wow.
It's awful. But you think if you went to the internet and looked for child pornography, you couldn't find it? Do they charge those?
Well, yes, of course you can find it, because there's all kinds of dark corners of the internet.
Exactly. And it's awful, but can those people who run those sites be charged? Are they being charged? Are the sites even being taken down?
Well, I do know some sites are taken down, but I think a lot of times that this stuff is not necessarily run in the United States, that whoever is putting up these websites can be in other countries where we don't necessarily jurisdiction to...
All I know is it made me feel a little better this morning that he admitted that he was, or his lawyer admitted that he was going to seek counseling to try to fix this. So I have to believe maybe he did do it. But I was worried yesterday because, when you're a regular person, I was saying this, if you're just somebody, Joe Jackson, who lives on Elm Street, that doesn't happen. Your mugshot doesn't end up all over the computer. Your mugshot's not on the 6 o'clock news. You don't have a surveillance video of you sitting in your pajamas in the jailhouse while they're booking you. The media is not there waiting outside to follow you down the street. There should be some kind of law against that protects every person, no matter what their stature. Because how are you going to get a fair shake after that?
Well, when you're Joe Nobody, nobody cares. But when you take a personality, That's different.
Well, do you think in Franklin County, as big as it is, that there aren't people arraigned on this once a month at the very least? Now, how many of their arraignments have you seen televised by all three news channels?
Well, none, because they're not famous.
Exactly. So that is not fair. If we say that under the Constitution that everybody is equal and everybody should be treated the same way, well, celebrities aren't treated the same way.
Yeah, but they have to be treated the same way by the court of law. Nobody says that you have a right to be treated the same way in the court of public opinion.
But how can you in the court of law get a jury that will know 12 people who will know absolutely nothing about this?
Out of the entirety of Franklin County, you don't think there's 12 people who don't know what's going on?
To get them to the jury box and to find them and to make sure that they don't know anything about this, you'd almost have to sequester them at this point.
I don't think so. I think that for people like us who are kind of inundated constantly with the news, we pay attention to these sorts of things. And so it feels to us like nobody could possibly not know. But there are people who are not going to know. There are people who don't watch television, who don't go on the internet frequently, who aren't even on Facebook, whatever the case may be. Those people do exist, and I can assure you there's more than a dozen of them.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is that you have to weed those people out and find them, because this story went to CNN. You know, that's high coverage. You know, people who don't watch Channel 10, people who don't watch Columbus News, now know about it because of CNN. He's more famous than he ever thought he could be, but famous for the wrong thing.
Did Bill Cosby have to be put on a jury?
Well, see, there's a question of that, too, because the first trial, Bill Cosby got a mistrial. Now, how many people would have been retried? I don't know that all would have. But the prosecutor there in Pennsylvania said, I'm running, that I'm going to get Bill Cosby behind bars. So they tried him again. And they allowed witnesses that a lot of people feel they shouldn't have allowed from years ago who weren't proven to be credible. And they opened up a sealed deposition, a judge did there, that Bill Cosby had paid this woman. So this deposition would be kept quiet. And the only reason he gave the deposition was under the pretense that you will never open this. Well, the judge opened it because he's Bill Cosby and it's public knowledge. Would that have happened with Joe Jackson? I don't think it would have.
It's the price of fame, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
You end up in the clink.
Yep.
But if he did it, which we now probably do think he did because of his lawyer's admission this morning, I hope he gets help.
But what did the lawyer say, too? It was going to get him
Counseling. Yeah. They should have got him a pair of pants, because walking home in his pajamas, that's going to be plastered. That'll be the news tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be him walking home with a smile on his face with a microphone thrown in his talk.
I don't think that that's the greatest of his worries right now, whether or not there are pictures of him in his pajamas walking down the street.
It's the time he probably will have to spend.
Well, it's the embarrassment.
Prison.
I hope he's under suicide watch. Because, see, that's the thing about this, too, that I don't like. Okay, maybe you'll find 12 jurors that don't know anything about it. But how can this man go to the grocery store tonight? How can this man go anywhere? How can he go and get gasoline? Being a person who is involved with child pornography, like I said, it's not a financial crime. People look at that a lot differently. And how do you live? I mean, those people, as we saw recently, commit suicide and find a way to do it in prison. And he's not in prison right now.
Well, I mean, he was the one that posted bond, so, I mean,
I'm not saying he's a good guy, because if he did this, he's not a good guy, but I hope somebody's got him under watch. I think the police officers even said yesterday, somebody of this high profile and somebody with this high standing in the community, that of course we have them under suicide watch while they're in the jail. Well, when they walk out, do they? No. And how do you think he felt walking out of there in his pajamas with everybody throwing the microphones in his face and following him for a street block? You know, that's tough.
He still felt better than the children who
Well, that's awful. It's awful. It's awful, and he needs to pay that. But, you know, at some point, though, I don't know. There are more people involved in that than just him.
Well, sure, and we don't know and they're that not they're not being prosecuted.
Well, we know they're
whatever.
Not having the pressure cranked on them like him.
Well, I mean, you put yourself in the public spotlight. That is his choice. That is his career. And this is an unfortunate consequence. I mean, you did a very bad thing, or you're accused of having done a very, very bad thing. Nobody, America in particular, has a real problem with crimes involving children.
They should.
We do not look kindly on,
they
on
should.
People who do that. So, you know, I mean, he knew what the consequences would be of what he did.
Right, but if he does, God forbid, commit suicide, are we just going to say, well, too bad, so sad, you were an awful guy?
I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, right.
I mean, we have that right now with the other guy. You know, I don't think anybody looked highly on that, but there was certainly a lot of talk after it. Was he killed? Why was he off suicide watch? How was this allowed to happen? You know, and then the people don't get their see their day in court. And that's a whole other part of it, too. If Mike Davis did do what he's being accused of, he needs to see his day in court. And maybe, like Charlie said, facing prison for him, maybe he thinks a better way out would be some other way.
Well, I do wish that we focused more on the victims rather than the perpetrator, because, you know, they deserve justice, whether it's Mike Davis or Jeffrey Epstein or whoever.
He didn't look well today. That's all I'm saying. He did not look like a sane person. He looked, you know, I mean, spending a night in jail, having all that publicity, now everybody knows this about you. Nobody was even there to pick him up at the jail. I think that's very strange. He doesn't look well. And he doesn't deserve to be treated well, but, you know, whatever happens in the next couple of days is going to happen.
I mean, I'll be honest, if my husband were picked up for child pornography that went back years and had thousands of pictures, I wouldn't pick him up either. I'd leave him there. I mean,
I'd love to know who turned him in, though, because they have made it very clear to say that they didn't just investigate him to investigate him. Somebody turned him in. Now, I'd like to know who that was and how that was, because they're keeping that person very hush-hush.
Well, that will probably come out at some point in the trial.
That'll be interesting, because obviously somebody did not like him.
Well, it doesn't matter if you do like the person. Like, if I caught my husband with something like that, I would turn him in. That's abhorrent to me, and I have my own children to protect. So
right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that had it out for him. It could just be somebody who was doing the right thing.
But the problem is, we don't know exactly what he did yet, because he hasn't had his day in court. So that's the problem. I mean, was this a plot to get him because he's a well-known... We don't know.
Over years and thousands of photos?
We know what the police said, but we also know what the police said in the Jesse Smollett case, and that whole case went out the window.
Yeah, but that's a pretty elaborate
scheme to get someone over years. But that's the problem, though, because if you can't go into the jury box with an open mind that this is evidence and why was it accumulated, and you can't give him a fair shake.
Well, I'm not a juror.
No, but
I'm on an opinion radio show right now.
Well, that's
now.
Right. But I just, you know, you cannot defend somebody who does things like this, but you do have to have a day in court, period. And we'll see exactly what he did and why he did it and who turned him in and if he goes to prison or not. We'll find out, I guess. So he's on his way home now, or to somewhere. I don't know if he's going home or not, but he's out. So there you go. And they lowered his bond, which was interesting, too. They started at $50,000, or they started at $100,000, but I think they knocked it down to $50,000 because he was an upstanding person in the community, and he's not a flight risk or something like that. So they lowered it by 50%.
And then you only have to pay 10% of that.
I think that's right. And I think you get it back as long as you don't break
the
bond.
Yeah.
And bail bondsmen are all over the place. They can handle that problem. But enough about that. Sad story. and what'll happen will happen. But another sad story was the Texas shooting, which happened about a week ago, and I only want to talk about this to this degree because we always talk about background checks. This guy failed a background check. Failed two background checks is my understanding. And then what did he do? The thing we've talked about on this show 1,000 times, he went to the flea market and bought the gun because there they don't do background checks.
That's the way you do her.
Yep.
That's what you do. So why do we even have background checks in this country? He failed two of them, and not one of those people got alarmed enough to do anything.
Well, what can you do? If he fails a background check, you know, and you're some employee at Guns R Us, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Do you have any reason to contact anyone else? Is that in and of itself a red flag if you fail a background check?
Herein lies the problem. What do you do? Even when you fail a background check, we can't do anything about it.
Well, other than not sell them a gun, but...
But just go to the flea market.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
That's why we need to close the private gun sale loophole.
And I'm sure among criminals, there's guns being sold, not necessarily a flea market, but between individuals.
Why does that exist? Why does that loophole exist? That is the craziest loophole I've ever heard in my life.
Lobbyists.
Yeah, but why that? I mean, why are people willing to cave in on background checks? But you can go to this one place and get your gun without a background check.
We had an elected official who tweeted out
that
he loans his handguns to friends when they're going places alone. That's the reason this loophole exists, because there are people in this country who want to be able to do whatever they want to do with their private property, regardless of whether or not it's a weapon. That's why it exists.
It's awful, because... you know, you want people to be able to have their shotguns and their legal guns because that's their right, and that's fine. And if you pass a background check, good. You know, get the gun I guess you want. But when you fail, that's supposed to prevent you from getting a gun. But apparently it doesn't.
No. Just think in the big cities, if you want a gun, you know people, not at flea markets, but individual criminals selling guns.
Well, that's true, but that's illegal. But it's not illegal. The guy who sold this guy the gun at the flea market can't be prosecuted because he did something legal.
Right.
But it is interesting that Walmart has pulled guns now. They don't want people in their stores concealed carrying anymore. Kroger has done something similar. What is changing all of a sudden? From people, businesses.
I think because it's happening in the stores, and that's got to hit home.
But how do you stop somebody? If you have a concealed gun, nobody at the Walmart standing at the door is going to pat you down.
Right.
To see
and
if you have one or not.
And they said, I think, that they're not going to be aggressive about enforcing this, was my understanding. They're not going to be patting down every customer as they walk in the store. But they didn't say that you... They're asking respectfully that you not conceal carry, but they're more asking that you don't open carry. They don't want someone walking in the store and inciting a panic because they have a gun slung across their back, which we've seen happen after each of these shootings. There are people who go out and say, but see, I'm a good guy with a gun, and they come in packing all this heat say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. And there's all these traumatized people around them going, what is going on? Am I about to die?
Well, don't gun sales go up after a mass shooting?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, and the thing is, there will be gun shows and flea markets all over Ohio this weekend and other states as well, where you can go in and do the same thing. It didn't stop a thing.
And nothing will come out of it.
It never does. And that's why we've almost stopped talking about these things altogether, because nothing ever does change. What can you say about it? It's awful. It's terrible. It happens. And move on.
But if we stop talking about it, if there's never any pressure from the public towards our elected officials or whomever, then it won't change. I don't think that Walmart and Walgreens and Wegmans and Kroger and et cetera, would have necessarily change their policies if it weren't for pressure from employees, pressure from customers, pressure from the public in general saying, you know, that we don't want to go in this store if we're not safe. So that's why it's important that we do keep talking about these things, because if we ignore it, nothing can change. If we keep talking about it, at least we're keeping the conversation open to change.
But I think it also works in the opposite direction. I think that people who get antsy about having their guns taken hear all this talk about changes being made, and they get upset. And then it becomes, I mean, the school shooting that happened, where all the kids went out and they had this town hall on CNN and they went to Washington and they marched and they were all over television. Well, that went on for about 6 weeks.
Well, they're still working. Those kids are still working.
But how often do you hear about it?
Well, I hear about it all the time because I pay attention. But, you know, it's not going to be long
before you pay attention.
Yes, but it's not going to be long before those kids are sitting in Congress themselves. So.
Maybe. You never know. Or it could be that the people who are backed by the NRA money are sitting in Congress
for a very long time. NRA's in trouble, so we'll see.
What do you think, Charlie?
What has caused all this? I mean, all the shootings. Because back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, you didn't have this happening very often.
Well, there certainly is a high level of mental illness going on. I think you would have to be mentally ill to do one of these shootings.
It's not mental illness.
It's not mental illness. What I meant to say, Charlie, was it's not mental illness. I was totally wrong. And she's going to point out where I'm wrong now. So you have the floor. Go ahead.
I'm glad you admitted it.
Well,
no,
when you're wrong,
you're wrong. Statistically, it's just, that's just not the
case. These people are normal?
Look, you can be not mentally ill and still be an awful, awful person. Just because you're a bad person doesn't make you mentally ill. There are deficits of character that aren't mental illnesses. That's just the way it is.
But I don't... See, here's the problem with that argument that I have. Okay, we all have the ability right now to go buy a gun. We all have the ability to buy ammunition. We all have the ability to do exactly what these mass shooters do. We could do it. As human beings, it's in us to do it. Yet we don't. Something stops us from doing that. And that is sanity. Give me a minute.
Okay.
It's sanity. And obviously, something out of the ordinary, which this is not normal. And when it's not normal, it is something's not firing right in your brain. Evil. If you're calling them an evil person, okay, what makes them evil? Why are they evil? What makes them have to go kill strangers?
Well, here's the thing. It's statistically proven that most people who are mentally ill do not kill others. Most people who are mentally ill are actually at more risk for being harmed. Okay? So it's reasonable to think that if statistically most non-mentally ill people don't kill people and most mentally ill people do not kill people, then it's not the mental illness that is causing them to kill people.
I don't know. I don't know, though, because I'm not saying all mentally ill people do this, but there are different facets of mental illness.
Right. And there's also more than just mental illness to take into consideration here. There's social upbringing, there's conditioning,
which brings on mental abuse.
I don't think it's all mental abuse.
Well, where does the idea come from?
Look, you can be radicalized in all sorts of ways. And that's what the issue is here, is that we have a very specific subset of the population that is doing the vast majority of these shootings.
So there's a defect.
No, it's not a defect. I think there's a culture that is going on, and many of them, it happens online. They get radicalized and they get sort of conditioned to do this. It's not mental illness. It's not them.
You remember Jonestown, Charlie?
Yes.
Okay. Now, these people, normal folks who live perfectly productive lives in California, move to a faraway land, and because some guy told them to drink Kool-Aid, killed themselves, killed their kids. And killed their kids first, forced Kool-Aid down their mouth. Normal people who lived in a district. Now, you cannot look at those people and say, well, they were right. They were right in the head. They knew exactly what they were doing.
I think they're under hypnosis.
You're right. They were conditioned. There was a mental breakdown going on.
But that's not a mental illness. Being a member of a cult is not a mental illness. And this is the problem that we run into when we talk about shootings in the context of mental illness, is that some of these shooters were, in fact, seeing therapists or psychiatrists or psychologists beforehand. They were not diagnosed with mental illness. Okay? Mental illnesses are very specific. Like, if you walk in and you're coughing and I say he's coughing, he's automatically sick, right? I'm diagnosing you with an illness, but you might not be sick.
I'm not.
You might have just
I'm not saying
choked
that
on
they,
your own saliva.
I'm not saying that they have some deep, dark, bipolar depression disease. What I'm saying is something is not right that they think that that's okay to do that and that they have the ability to carry it out.
But we all have the ability to
kill. But we don't.
Right. But that's not because they have more of a mental capacity to kill. Well, it's because they're being conditioned towards it.
Before we move on, because of lack of time, I hate to refer back to Mike Davis here, but what's the first thing his lawyer said this morning? We're going to send him to counseling. Now, nobody yesterday thought that Mike Davis was nuts or needed to see a counselor. I guarantee you, nobody in his office said, Mike, you got to go see a counselor. But this morning, boy, he's got problems. He's got, why did this all come about? Because there's something wrong in his head is the argument, and he's got to go see a counselor.
Just because his defense lawyer is making the argument doesn't make it so. His defense lawyer is not a mental health specialist.
No, but I think he needs to see a counselor, don't you, Charlie?
At this stage of the game, it's way too soon.
So you think he might be gone?
No. After it's all over.
Then see a counselor.
Then he ought to be sent to a counselor.
There you go.
Let me ask you this. If somebody goes out and they steal something, maybe even something enormously big, are they automatically mentally ill?
No.
Okay. They did something they know is bad and against the law.
Right.
But you don't think they're mentally ill.
No.
These people who go out and murder somebody, why is that automatically attributable to
because
mental illness?
Because you're apples and oranges now. Because if somebody goes out and steals a piece of gum, they might have done it because they didn't know better. They might have done it because they wanted the thrill of, who knows? They thought the punishment wouldn't be as great. But if somebody goes out and steals a dead body out of a grave and takes the time to dig them up and pull the dead body out, I say, ooh, there's something wrong with that person. They have went off the deep end. There are different levels to things.
But they might not have. Well, that's why I said, even if they steal something big, right? Was Bernie Madoff, was he mentally ill?
I don't know.
Thousands and thousands of people out of their money.
Something was wrong there that he kept doing it.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think we can attribute every crime that is committed in this world towards mental illness.
Not every crime committed in the world, but the mass shootings and murders, you shouldn't feel that that's the right thing to do.
No, but that's the problem is that we want to believe that it's mental illness. We want to be able to look at those people and say, they're not like us. There's something wrong with them. But that isn't necessarily the case.
I don't say that. I say there's something wrong with them. But I don't say they're not like us. They are like us. They're human beings.
Well, yes, but when you talk about them being mentally ill, you're automatically setting them apart from the non-mentally ill population, and you're saying, that's why these people can do this. I'm mentally healthy, therefore I wouldn't kill
anybody. People will decide, and we'll move on, but people will decide, are they mentally ill or are they not mentally ill?
Is there anything else happening?
There is something else happening, because I found this to be a very interesting story, and oddly enough, I guess it's political, but then again, it's really not, that Deborah Messing, who is Grace on Will and Grace, there was a big party for Trump, a campaign party out in California for President Trump. And some celebrities went to it and gave large amounts of money. And Deborah Messing said she wanted the list of people who went to this party released so she knows who not to work with in Hollywood, and that all producers and all directors in mostly liberal Hollywood would know not to work with because they have given money to President Trump. And she got into hot water, and rightly so, for doing this. Why would you do that?
Why would you want to work with her anyhow?
Well, that's what's going to happen with her. Why would you do that? Why would you try to take people's livelihood away just because they attended a campaign fundraiser for somebody who...
Politics.
Well, that's a little deeper than most of the politics that I've heard. That's a blacklist.
I don't know.
There was a blacklist in this country.
It seems like once you're in politics, your whole life revolves around politics.
Well,
you can't get out of it.
But why? Because you donate money to President Trump. Why does that mean that you should not be allowed to work? I don't understand that.
What? It's different to say, I'm not going to work with this person, than it is to say they should not be allowed to work. Those
I think
are not
that was the
same
difference.
Thing.
She did not say, I don't want to work with them. She
I
said, let's
that's
get.
That's what you said at the beginning.
No, she wanted it released to the public.
Right.
So other
that
people.
Everyone can decide whether or not they would personally want to work with them.
Right. And based on what? Who they gave money to?
Well, we make decisions for all sorts of
would
reasons.
Would you make a decision based like that? I mean, would you say because this person supported this political candidate that I cannot be around them? I can't work with them? I can't deal with them?
I don't know. I mean, we...
If you're a good
here in
actor...
Marion,
this is actors. If you're a good actor, just because you gave money to a political candidate, if you're not the best actor for that job, you shouldn't get it just because of who you gave money to? That's nuts.
Well, I don't think she's making that decision, but...
She's not making it, but she's trying to put it out there.
Okay. Look, the donors are public anyway, right?
I mean, which I think makes... She's not too bright.
So why is everyone in a kerfuffle about it if it's public knowledge
kerfuffle
anyway?
Kerfuffle has been the word of this station kerfuffle. This week. Everybody has been saying kerfuffle.
It's a fun word, kerfuffle.
I went to kerfuffle this week because I didn't want to say controversy when it came to the popcorn festival. Somebody called in and said kerfluffle.
Really?
I have not heard that word.
How did
that originate?
I don't.
Well, it's because you have a lisp.
Kerfuffle.
That's the problem.
I do.
Just kidding.
I've never used that.
That's kerfluffle. That's
I have
a break.
To try to remember that.
Yeah, kerfluffle.
Here, Charlie, I'll look it up.
People
and see
are
where
people
I
are having a kerfluffle. We had a kerfluffle earlier on this show when it came to mental illness. It was a little bit of a kerfluffle.
Oh my goodness.
But no, I just don't think she should have done that. Do you, Charlie?
Oh well, politics.
But she's an actress.
Well,
so what? Politically what does it matter active. To anyone then?
Politically active.
Would she like her acting jobs to be based on who she's given money to?
Well, that is the double-edged sword. So she, you know, I mean, you better take that into account. It goes both ways.
Do you know how many people during the blacklist era were accused and were not communist and still had their careers ruined?
Disturbing.
That's the problem.
You know, getting back to, not the subject exactly, but when you vote, it's been in the news recently, when you vote, you are determined, when you vote Democrat or Republican, once you vote for that category, that you're a
member of that party.
You'll start receiving literature in the mail, and it's almost like declaring you are.
What is?
Only if you vote in the primary in Ohio.
Oh,
if you vote in the general election, it's not that way.
Okay.
You can vote for whoever you want in the general election, and it doesn't determine your party
affiliation.
Well,
isn't that a stupid rule, then?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I mean, honest to God.
Do you want to know where kerfuffle came from?
Go right ahead.
All right. Apparently, it was a Scottish-English word used in the 16th century as a verb meaning to dishevel.
Well, it's being used correctly, then.
Yeah.
Because you got a little disheveled earlier on when you were talking about mental illness.
Absolutely not.
A little bit of a kerfluffle.
No.
But blacklists are bad. I don't think she knows what she was doing, and I think she should probably apologize.
I don't think an employer should be deciding their employees based on political affiliation. That is not a good thing at all. But if I, as an employee, want to decide not to work for a company based on, you know, whoever the company gives money to, I think that's fair.
Well, there's things like... Well,
I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying it's fair.
Chambers of Commerce, Republican.
Without question.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, would a Democrat enjoy working for her?
I don't know. A Democrat might not get the job.
Well, that could be, too.
And that's okay, because that's America, and you can do what you want. But the problem is, when you call, just because you give somebody money doesn't necessarily you believe everything that they believe. And that's the problem with this particular thing. You know, a lot of people did believe in facets of communism. A lot of people were subscribers of the Red Channel book, but it didn't make them communist. But that's how it was laid out. And if you name names, you got off the hook. And if you didn't name names, you were a communist. So that makes no sense. So that's the problem here. Maybe these people who went to this gala just liked a party. Maybe they just believe in Republicans. Maybe they can't stand Nancy Pelosi. There's reasons that people voted for Donald Trump other than liking Donald Trump. He was just the other choice.
Right, but there are also reasons that people in this country would not want to be involved with somebody who voted for Donald Trump.
But see, that's going too far.
Why is that going too far? They would not say the same thing if it were Barack Obama. If somebody wanted a list of whoever attended Barack Obama's gala.
Well, that's wrong too.
But what I'm saying is they politicized it because they knew that, just like we were talking about with Mike Davis, right? She has a name, she has a platform, and so they piggybacked off of that and they made it a bigger deal than it actually was, but because his donors are public information.
Right, but they're not. This isn't about Trump. This is about the people who gave money to him.
Right. So it is about Trump.
No, because you know what? I've been to people's parties that I didn't really like.
Okay, and that's fair. But when you get to a point where you adamantly believe that somebody is harming this country, and you do not want to be involved with that in any way, shape, or form, is it not her right to say, I'm not going to work with those people?
Yes, it's not her right, though, to say you don't work with those people. And
well,
here's the list.
That's fair. I would agree with that.
And that's what she did.
Well, I don't know if that's what she did. I didn't
see
the tweet.
Well, I just told you that's what she did.
Yes, but you've told me things before that aren't
what
entirely
accurate.
What have I told
accurate. You that wasn't true before?
You just said it was kerfuffle, and it's kerfuffle.
No, it's kerfluffle.
No, I just looked it up. It's kerfuffle.
You just can't let
There's
it go,
no
can you?
There's no extra L there.
Charlie, what's wrong with her? She's turning ugly here in the last
no,
3
I'm
minutes.
No, I'm just saying that
when
I
have I ever told you something that wasn't true?
You said that you want to bring up the Democratic
debates. One time I was wrong,
oh,
Charlie.
Oh, come on.
One time.
I think I could go back and find more.
Because I said not as many people watch the Democratic debates, and I don't think they did. I think those numbers were a little
hedged.
I
gave you the statistics. See? He can't admit.
No, but that is what she did. That's what Deborah Messing did. We're not going to let her off the hook here.
Hey, if she did that, if she is saying no one is allowed to work with these people,
I didn't
that
say
is wrong.
See, I didn't say that.
Okay, what is
you
she
saying?
You
wouldn't be good in testimony.
She's,
what I said
no,
was
she's saying,
she called on people.
I want
she's
this
going
public.
Nuts, Charlie Kerfluffle.
She's saying, I want this public so that people can decide whether or not they want to work with
right.
Trump supporters.
Right. That's
what she said.
That's different than saying punish people.
Okay, well, I'm saying if she's telling the rest of us you're not allowed to work with these people, that's wrong.
I don't think she said that.
Okay.
I think she said release the names, and that way people can decide who not to hire.
The names are, well, not the names of the people who go to the gala. Those are not public record, but anyone who donates to
well,
Donald
I think
Trump
that's what she wanted
is
released.
Public record.
But you know my facts are a little shaky sometimes, so you can't really trust me
hey,
on that fact.
What? If you're going to argue with me, I'll pull out the receipts, man.
When you donate money to a candidate, is that kept track of? I mean,
yes.
You give $5 to somebody and they got to put it on.
You know, in the beginning days of the internet, a lot of people didn't know that and they gave money. News people gave money and then it was posted who they gave money to.
Yeah.
And that was a little shaky at times. But to wrap this up with about a minute left, did anybody make anything of Joe Biden getting confused? Or is he just confused to begin with? God bless his heart. He took three stories and conflated them into one. And does that surprise you, Charlie?
I didn't pay any attention to that story.
It's too long to tell the whole story, but he was talking about a soldier.
Poor Joe.
I know, that's what we all say. Poor Joe. And he's still the front runner by quite a bit. What does that say about the Democrats right now?
It says that they're scared, that they've bought into the idea that
why can't any of these other Democrats get ahead?
Well, they're moving up.
No, they're not.
Yeah, there are polls that show Biden below, behind.
Not the information I've got.
All right, well, I'll send you the information.
That lady?
That, what's her name?
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plain Elizabeth.
Somebody else, too. It's not just
Plain
her.
Elizabeth.
There were a couple that he was behind. I can't remember if it was Bernie Sanders.
What's the woman's name?
Yolanda? What?
What's her name?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Stop it.
What's wrong with that?
You did that on purpose.
No, I couldn't remember the girl's
name. Yes, I can see
your
face. You did it on purpose.
Couldn't remember her name. But Bernie Sanders, I saw him. He's out there again. Boy, he's fired up. You were a Bernie girl.
I was.
You remember that well.
Yep.
In his mind, does he think he could win?
I think Bernie thinks he could eat the moon. He believes anything. He's
okay, is he mentally ill?
Bringing it full circle.
I wouldn't leave him alone. You could have a kerfluffle with him on just about most things. And that brings this scintillating hour to an end on this Friday. Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll do it again next week.
Well, get something greasy to eat.
Maybe.
Everybody have a... Maybe. Kerfluffle. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Enjoy the kerfluffle.
You can really enjoy. So we've got to focus on the things that are real and worthwhile. But I would say I